Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy, author of 19 books, businesswoman, columnist, Bible teacher, international conference speaker, and distinguished woman of the year from Northwood University. The scripture says in Psalms 19, verse 4, their voice goes out through all the earth and their words to the end of the world. It's Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with modern-day psalms and God-honoring music, bringing the message of God-centered hope to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome. Well, would you like to experience grace in your life? Do you need to extend grace to someone else? Maybe even someone you think that doesn't deserve it. Well, then this program is for you. I'm going to share some ideas about grace, receiving and giving it to others in your world. You know, with all of the frightening events surrounding the virus pandemic, what I'm about to tell you could possibly change everything in your life. You'll see. A verse that I love that we can depend on is Psalm 145, verses 8 and 9. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and great in mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his creation. Since you, dear friend, are part of his creation, God will extend his grace and mercies toward you also. I know you can probably sing the song Amazing Grace, but do you know the story of the author? John Newton, the author of the well-known song Amazing Grace, had been a slave trader, and through some horrendous circumstances in his own life, he received God's forgiveness and grace and expressed it in his song. John wrote, "Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace has brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home." Oh, dear listener, you too can experience his grace even now. And as you listen to the song Amazing Grace, it's my prayer that no matter what's going on in your life, what it has been or what it is now, that you will accept God's abundant grace as the wonderful gift that he has given you. You know, it's true, you can't take credit for his grace, his gift of salvation, or his forgiveness. It's simply a gift from God for you. So as you listen to this song, ask Jesus to give you the gift of his forgiveness and grace. Yes, Amazing Grace. The song was written by John Newton in 1775, and it's been recorded multiple thousands of times in many languages around the world. Now here is Linda Randall singing Amazing Grace.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. And that same grace will lead me home.
Oh, yes, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. Oh, I hope that's true for you, dear friend. I'm talking about experiencing amazing grace in our lives through the life of Jesus. And then I hope you will share it with others in your world. Yes, grace is not earned or deserved. It's simply given to you by God. It's His gift. It says in 2 Corinthians 12:8, Jesus said, "My grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness." You know, living with grace in your heart is possible. God's grace is so powerful, as Jesus said, especially when we're weak. Maybe you're struggling with all the challenges you're facing at this time in your life. The isolation, the fear. Well, today's your day to receive God's grace in your heart. And how do you give grace to others? Sometimes it's as simple as a soft answer instead of an argument. Or maybe giving a smile. Or assuring someone else that they're going to make it when they're feeling down. God's grace is ready to help us and help us give it to others if we ask. A wonderful example of someone extending grace to another person is Corrie Ten Boom. Corrie was a woman who, with her family, saved the lives of many Jews by hiding them from the Nazis in World War II. She survived the horrors of the concentration camps, but her family did not. They were all killed, including her sister Betsy, who was in the same camp with her. Well, after the war, in spite of all the terrible things that she had seen and experienced, she refused to become bitter. She even forgave a man who was an extremely mean guard and participated in killing her family. Well, after this next song, I'll tell you her answer of how she could forgive that guard. Her book was entitled My Hiding Place. Well, there's a song I want to play for you, and it's by the Praise and Worship Group, and they sing, You Are My Hiding Place. Oh, how thankful we can be that God extends His grace to us each and every day. And His love has no limit. His grace has no measure. Well, I'm Samantha Landy, and you are listening to the Psalms of Hope program. And yes, that's our theme, Amazing Grace. Just before the last song, I talked about Corrie Ten Boom forgiving the guard who killed her family in the German concentration camps. When she was asked how she forgave that guard, here is her answer. When I was a little girl, my father would purchase the train tickets for our trip. weeks in advance, but not give me the ticket until we were ready to board the train. The reason you can't fathom how I could forgive the person who killed my family is because, just like my father and the train tickets, God doesn't give us the grace we need until we need it to give to someone else. She said, "When you go through dark valleys, God's grace will be there to help you make it and keep your head held high and your heart filled with His love." Oh, yes, that's good advice from Corey. Like He did for Corey, God extends His grace to you to give to others just when you need it. Well, maybe today you're hurting from disappointments and challenges you've experienced, or maybe you just need a supernatural touch from God to encourage you and lift you up. Yes, it might be time for you to embrace His grace. Like Corey's father, God will give you the ticket of His grace for your life. And if you're feeling in despair, I know from experience there's only one place, one person you can go to, and that is to the Lord. He will help you. So listen to this next song, and it answers the question, where could I go? Now here's Vern Jackson.
Living below in this old sinful world, so I'm
you can go to the Lord. He will give you His love, His forgiveness, and His grace. You know, the author of Hebrews wrote in Hebrews 4:19, "Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in our time of need." Yes, we're welcome to come to the Lord, and He will give us His grace for our needs. Indeed, you can trust God that His grace will be exactly what you need to overcome the obstacles that you're facing. No matter what they are, God will help you if you ask. You may have a difficult member of your family or difficult neighbors, or maybe a person you thought was a friend and they've become an adversary. Extend grace to them, and you will see God at work in the situation. You know, through every stage in life, God's grace will be there for you if you ask. I know there are days that seem so hard. Perhaps you feel burdened by overwhelming circumstances that you can't change, and your prayers don't seem to make a difference. But remember, nothing you're facing will catch God off guard. One day I was pacing the floor, praying in the middle of a seemingly impossible circumstance. And suddenly I had a thought. This didn't take God by surprise. Well, as the thought penetrated my swirling emotions, I had to giggle. No, it didn't take God by surprise. So why was I so worked up? I knew once again God would help me through those deep waters of difficulty. His grace was sufficient for me and for you too. Now this next song is God's love song to you. Some of the words are, "Your name is engraved on the palm of His hands, and that's a promise you can hold on to. It's easy to forget in times like this, Jesus loves you." Oh yes, this is a message of love from God to you. And I'm going to ask you to do something I've never asked before. It's this. If at all possible, will you take these next few minutes during this song, quiet your heart, close your eyes, and let the music and God's love for you reach deep into your heart. Now here is Jeff and Sherry Easter singing a new song, "Jesus Loves You."
When you feel forgotten, when you feel you're all alone, when you feel like giving up, when you feel discouraged and everything's uncertain, when you feel you're just not good enough, when it's slipping through your hands and you've done all you can and there's still so much more to do, it's easy to forget in times like this, Jesus loves you, Jesus loves you, and He cares about everything you're going through. Your name is engraved on the palm of His hands, and that's a promise you can hold on to. It's easy to forget in times like this, Jesus loves you. When the funeral is over, the casseroles are gone, and you're about as broken as can be, when the sun ain't shining, the nights are just too long, and the weight of it all drives you to your knees. I've been where you are, when God just seemed so far, and I needed to be reminded too. It's easy to forget in times like this. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. And He cares about everything you're going through. Your name is engraved on the palm of His hand. That's a promise you can hold on to. It's easy to forget in times like this that your name is engraved on the palm of His hands. That's a promise you can hold on to. It's easy to forget in times like this. Jesus loves you.
Yes, Jesus loves you, and He cares about everything you're going through. Your name is engraved on the palm of His hands, and that's a promise you can hold on to. It's easy to forget in times like this, Jesus loves you. Oh, I love that song. I need to be reminded of that often myself. Jesus loves me, and He loves you too. Oh, dear friend, let me assure you that God will never get tired of hearing you ask for His help, because He loves you and His grace is so available to you. Yes, because God loves you, He'll never abandon you. That's His promise in the Bible, too. He wants to give you the strength and wisdom and favor to accomplish what you cannot do on your own. He loves you. So if you're feeling overwhelmed today with your circumstances, remember His grace is sufficient for you. God also promised in the book of Exodus, He said, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." That's just one of the hundreds of promises that God has given to you in the Bible. Maybe you should dust off that Bible and read it a little. Oh, yes, you can trust God to help you. And before I close our time together, I want to thank each one of you for your emails and letters. I love hearing from you, and I personally answer every email and letter. I was especially blessed by Marion, who wrote that she was dialing to listen to another program, and Psalms of Hope came on, and now she's planning to be a regular listener on her station and plans to tell her friends. Thank you, Marion, for your encouragement. And if you are blessed by Psalms of Hope, will you tell your friends about it? And will you write in? And will you pray about sending a gift to help Psalms of Hope on the air on your station? If you'd like some cards with the station times in your area to give to friends, just ask when you write to me. I really need your help this month, and even if your gift is small, God will bless you for your generous spirit to help spread Psalms of Hope around the world and keep it on your station. And if you'd like some cards with the program times in your area, just let me know when you write. And as I close, may I remind you to tune in same time, same place next week. This is Samantha Landy, and remember, God's grace is sufficient for you, and most of all, He loves you.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. Email her at her website, samanthalandy.com. That's LANDY.com. Your gifts help to keep Psalms of Hope on your station. If you wish to write, you may do so at P.O. Box 911701, St. George, Utah 84791, USA. To connect with Samantha, Find her on facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please comment on her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.